Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri, a Hebrew in the heartland, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time on Israel News Talk Radio. Tune in, share the show with your friends, send in any comments. I look forward to hearing from you. This is a week that we heard about UNRWA. UNRWA is an organization that supports the Palestinian refugee situation forever and ever. Never going to go away because people are, you know, growing. The community is growing, and there are more and more people who are receiving benefits, so it's never going to go away. But thank God. The American administration under President Trump are cutting back on the wasteful grants that America is providing, and they're cutting back on UNRWA, and that's a wonderful thing. We will at some point be speaking with David Badin, but that's not going to happen on today's show, maybe next week, because he is a specialist who has been following the UNRWA situation for many, many years. We've also heard that Israel has announced that members of BDS, those who are boycotting Israel, are not going to be welcome in Israel. And that is a very important move. And I'm really glad that that is happening. If you don't like Israel, if you want to boycott our products, you don't need to visit here. And Israel should not be giving you a visa. We're going to have two very special guests on today's show. Let me make sure that I don't get this name wrong. Slavica Milosevic from Serbia, who blogs for Israel and is the editor of the Serbia-Israel Friendship Association, is going to be our guest. And we're also going to be speaking with Tree Avradzic, who is a YouTuber. She blogs on YouTube and she holds debates. And she's going to be debating the anti-Semitic alt-right speakers. She's begun her debate. Debating them. She had a hour debate on YouTube. You can go over to Tree of Life and check that out. But she's going to be our guest on today's show. So don't go away. This is going to be really very exciting and very interesting. As always, I ask that you share the show with your friends and do send in any comments and feedback about the show, because I love hearing from you. And I look forward to seeing you here in the heartland of Israel, Judea and Samaria. We don't call this the West Bank. It's Judea and Samaria, our heartland. Come right back after the news and commercial break.
Hello, I am Walter Bingham. If you want to hear the news behind the news and the true perspective on world affairs, then the Walter Bingham File is the program for you. We bring you interviews with the movers and shakers, political commentaries, and on-the-spot reports of events as they happen. All here every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Israel time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And it's all archived on our website. Make it a date.
Shalom, welcome back to the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri, a Hebrew in the heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. I'm glad that you've joined me. I hope that you enjoy the show. Do feel free to send in any comments, questions, share the show with your friends on social media or wherever you may be, and come and visit us here in the heartland of Israel. Israel is isolated. Is Israel isolated? You know, there are a lot of interesting things going on that I would love to speak about regarding current events. BDS, Israel has published a list of organizations whose members will not be welcome in Israel because they promote boycotting Israel. I think that's a wonderful thing. And I think that we need to be concerned with their activity, but we need to be glad and to promote those who support Israel in countries all around the world. Today, we're going to be speaking with a young woman from Serbia who is an editor. She's a blogger. She blogs on Times of Israel and Jerusalem Post in favor of Israel. And now she is also the editor of the Serbia-Israel Friendship Association. So she is going to be our guest in the first segment of the show. Her name is Salicija Milosevic. I hope I got that right. And it's really a pleasure to have her on the show. And I'm sure that this is going to be very interesting. Of course, you should look her up on the platforms that she blogs on and on Facebook, and encourage her to keep writing in support of Israel. Salicija, welcome onto the show.
Thank you, and it's an honor to be in your show.
Well, I'm glad we have interacted for some time in text messages, and I've always waited for the opportunity to be able to speak with you and have you on my show.
I was waiting for that opportunity as well, but however, we have a lot of job to do, so now we found, I think, a great time to talk about serious topics.
Slavesa Milosevic, that's a very famous name. Where do you know that name from?
Well, I'm born in Montenegro, so people from Montenegro called me Montenegrin. I was living in Serbia, and people from Israel, I think they adopt me, so they call me Israeli. She's our, she's Zionist. So, yes, I consider myself Zionist from Montenegro, let's say.
Yes.
Even I live in Serbia, for a moment.
Yes, so you are one of ours in Serbia.
And, yeah.
And you write opinion pieces and blogs in the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel.
Yes.
And you were also the editor of Israel-Serbia Friendship Association.
Yes. I became editor yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
From that page, and it's big honor to be editor of that page. And I'm giving my best to inform people about Israel and Serbia.
Fantastic. I wish you the best of luck working for the Israel-Serbia Friendship Association. What language do you blog in at Israel-Serbia Friendship?
Well, Mr. Mihail asked me to blog in Serbian because people will understand, because mostly Serbs follow that page. I write my blogs, of course, for Jerusalem Post and Times of Israel in English, but for Serbian Israel Association, I write in Serbian.
So tell us, what is the general feeling in Serbia towards Israel?
Well, I think that there are many Serbs who support Israel and who understand that Israel is a country which many damage is done to that country. However, our politicians are not doing very good job, I would like to say. We have two Palestinian embassies, which is shame, if you ask me. And however, I believe in better times. I believe that Serbs will understand who is their real friend. And I'm proud that Israel did not recognize Kosovo. And I'm proud that I'm Zionist and that I'm supporting Israel in Serbia. And I'm not ashamed of that.
I am glad that you are representing Israel in Serbia and getting the good word out to the people there in Serbia. Tell us about your relationship with Israel. When did that begin?
Well, when I was 19 or 20, I'm not so sure, I went in Israel as a tourist. Of course, I didn't tell my parents. So I wanted to see the situation like it is. I didn't want to hear stories from media. I wanted to see what is happening in Jerusalem. What's the real story? And I figure out the truth. I figure out that Israelis are very positive people, are very friendly people. Israelis are not war criminals. Kids are going in army while other kids in Europe and America, I don't know, Russia, are going in discos, and later on they are brave enough to tell that Israelis are criminals. No, they are not. They are defending what is there. Judea and Samaria and Israel is there, and they have right.
Well, of course I feel that way, and I think that it is very important to hear voices from around the world in support of Israel and Israel's stake in Judea and Samaria. Today there are so many organizations and activists who are working against Israel, calling on boycotting our products and other types of disinformation being spread out about Israel. And that is why we value people like you so much for the work that you do on behalf of Israel.
Toda raba. Well, I have to point out that in Montenegro, in every interview, they have asked me about Israel and about that BDS, Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions, that shameful organization who is nothing but fascistic organization. Because I can't understand that in 21st century, someone is boycotting someone's good. Israel is leader in medicine. Israel is startup nation. And they're using all of that. So I honestly give them advice to first of all, to get rid of all Israeli technology, and then to stop that stupid propaganda and lies.
In Serbia, do you deal with any organizations that are spreading misinformation about Israel?
No. No, I really didn't have experience like that. They just don't comment about my blogs. Maybe it's better not to comment at all than to tell bad things about.
And however, what kind of feedback?
I have very positive reactions on my blogs.
That's very interesting. I'd like to hear about some of the reactions that you've received. What type of comments have you got?
Yeah, it's interesting that I published 7 books, and in TV interviews they tell, okay, you published 7 books, but tell us about your blogs. How come that you start blogging for Jerusalem Post? Jerusalem Post is famous media house, and it's a compliment, and I really admire them, and that's brave, because they ask questions and they gave me space to talk about Israel and how Israelis are.
That's is very, very interesting. Tell us about your books. What books have you published?
Well, I have published micro-essays, essays, intertextuality. I also published some kind of like connecting essays of Yiddish writer Isaac Bashevis-Singer. He is one of my favorite writers. So it was very interesting here for people to read about him. So, on my way, I'm trying to present Israeli and Jewish culture, and that Israel is not what they hear on TV. Israel is much more. Israel is an emotion. Jerusalem is an emotion. And people just need to read and think with their hand, not to trust lies of Hollywood propaganda.
Slavisa, I would like to ask you, as we're coming towards the end of the interview, what message would you like to send to the people of Israel and to our listeners?
Well, I would like to send a message that if we choose to become indifferent, we indirectly support hate. And we should support justice. We should support Israel, and we should support what is right. We should see things with our eyes and then judge and have our opinion and not think what others think and believe what others say. We should visit Israel and meet Israelis.
Well, I look forward to your next visit in Israel, and I hope that you come and visit us in the Shamron, in the heartland of Israel.
It would be an honor. I'm glad to hear that, and definitely I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Blessings to you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Slavisa Milosevic from Serbia. Wonderful that we have supporters around the world. We're going to be taking a short commercial break, and then we're going to be back with a very special guest from the United States, a very big woman, tall, a tree of logic. She's going to be our guest, and we're going to be speaking about questioning the Jewish question.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Today we're going to have the opportunity to speak with a YouTuber, Tree of Logic, who debates anti-Semites on YouTube. So, Tree of Logic, welcome on the show.
Hey there.
Tree.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, thank you. In Hebrew we say Baruch Hashem. That means thank God.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem means thank God.
Okay. Cool. I know a little Hebrew. Instead of Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Very good. You're picking up very quickly. Everyone, today we have a very special guest, a very big woman. She's called Tree because she's very tall. And she is an American woman who has a show on YouTube that is called Tree of Logic. Tree, welcome onto the show.
Thanks, David. I'm glad to be here.
Tree, you reached out to me recently and told me that you were planning to have a debate on your show. You speak with different people about current events and in America and society and so forth. And you were going to be speaking with someone who about the JQ, the Jewish
yeah.
question. We spoke about that a bit. And then the person you wanted to speak with, he pulled out of
yes.
the debate. He wasn't prepared to be shamed.
No, it was going to be actually two people against me. They both pulled out, and I was very upset about it. And finally, I got one of the another really big one, big alt writer, to agree to it. And then it was back on again.
And that's the guy who you finally debated the other
yeah.
day. Tree, I want to ask, I want you to share with our listeners some background about your YouTube show. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing YouTube for a year and a half. And I got started into doing YouTube because at the time I was living in Germany and I was noticing the problems that we were having where I was living in Munich. And with the mass immigration, and basically I also noticed there was a lot of problems going on in my own country where a lot of police officers were being killed for being white as well as being police officers. We had a very bad problem with Black Lives Matter, as well as a lot of pro-Islam, but a lot of people were they were not understanding about the how the things in reference to Islam, and so I had to teach that. But the biggest thing was the huge anti-white rhetoric that was going on underneath Obama's administration. So since things were not working well for me and this was in 2016, by the way. And so since things wasn't working with me and it was dangerous for me to stay as a woman, in Germany, I left there after being there for 5 years. I came back to my country and that's 2 weeks after coming back, I started my own channel. And that's when I started to do videos on the mass immigration crisis in Germany. I started doing videos against Black Lives Matter. I started doing videos against the black on white violence and the anti-white racist rhetoric that was being spewed by the left.
I want to point out to our listeners who have not yet met up with you and haven't seen your show that you are an American woman, you're a black conservative, and you speak out against you try to educate people in America to some realistic positions.
Yeah. Last year, things have changed now because I think for a year and a half, I've been trying to get white people to see the injustice that's been going against them. And they finally has listened to me and it started to take off to where people are now noticing that, yeah, this isn't right. We need to stick up for ourselves. And now I'm like, okay, great, white people. You already got it. Now let me go defend the Jews.
We're always glad to build relationships with people who would like to defend the Jews too.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming because I have been doing a little couple of videos here and there defending the Jews, and I noticed that it started to get a little crazy. And now that it started to get a little crazy, that's when you start seeing me be a little bit more aggressive on Twitter and on my videos and confronting people who are anti-Semitic. And what hurts is that I'm a black woman, and of course I think you know I'm 6'3", so I'm very intimidating. So when I defend anyone, it's more effective coming from me as a very tall black conservative woman than anyone else. From a white woman, somebody will listen to me before they ever listen to somebody white. And somebody will listen to me defend the Jews before they will listen to a Jewish person defend the Jews. So I understand how very effective I am, and I use my powers for good.
Tree, you've been on YouTube for about a year and a half. You have about 70,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel.
Yes.
And you get thousands of people watching your shows. This new show that you did with the alt-right anti-Semite just the other day, I think that you've got over 15,000 views already.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing another one. I'm not happy with that one because, as you can see, the mic levels were off, and we needed a moderator, which I need two things. Whenever I forgot something when I deal with the alt-right, I need two people to join into that debate. I need someone who moderates, but because it's to stop him from interrupting me and me interrupting him. But the biggest thing I need is a fact checker, because the alt-right likes to lie a lot. They tell a lot of lies about everybody's a Jew to fit their narrative. And then you have to have a fact checker to show that they're lying about that. I never got a chance to explain, to debunk a lot of their theory. So on that show, that was my first debate against an alt-righter. Even though I had many discussions against them, I think the last discussion I had was a woman named Lana from Red Ice. It's a very, very anti-Semitic YouTube show. And whenever she talked, if you ever watched that video clip of, it's called Lana Lokteft is teaching a tree about the tree of logic about the alt-right. Every time she starts blaming the Jews, I shut her down by saying, you can't say that about the Jews because blacks can say that about whites. And she'll go, oh, well, yeah, you're right. And then she'll backpedal and then she'll go back into her spiel. And then that's when I realized, okay, the alt-right debating against the alt-right is not like me and you debating about a problem or a situation we disagree on. They actually play dirty. They will make up lies knowing that you don't have the citations to disprove them until afterwards, but it's too late. The lie is out there. Like Mark Twain said, a lie will travel halfway around the world before the truth puts its shoes on. This is how the alt-right operates. They operate by telling a lot of lies about the Jews, and they're very anti-Semitic, and people buy into it because they don't fact check.
I agree with you. I think that it would be very helpful if you had a person online checking those facts and verifying if the things that those people are saying are made up and just, you know, they're shooting from the hip and trying to take advantage of people's respect to a speaker. I've seen that very often in the anti-Israel discourse. Those anti-Israel BDS people, they go around the universities and they shoot off all of these lies. People just don't have
Accuse you guys of having an apartheid. I actually confronted one of them. I said, do you know what an apartheid is? And I was like, yeah, you should know what it is. So I said, I know what it is. I'm a black woman. I know exactly what apartheid is. I'm asking you, do you know what apartheid is? And then I asked them to give me a definition. Then I'll say, show me where Israel is implementing apartheid. And I was like, and then they're stuck. They're like, because I said, I noticed that as an American, a black American who studied the civil rights era, apartheid and black and the situation that blacks went through in America is the same thing. Blacks were not allowed to go to the same bathrooms as whites. Blacks were not allowed to be in the same building. They were not allowed to defend themselves. We were not allowed to drink from the same fountain. I said, as a matter of fact, blacks had to go to the rear of a building for a restaurant while whites are going to the front. I said, are you saying that is being practiced in Israel right now? And they'll go, well, no, but that's what they want. I said, no. Your sign is saying that that's exactly what's happening now. Now you're changing the narrative because you're talking to a black woman who knows her stuff. And this is the ignorance of America. I'm sorry, but Americans, especially the millennials, are not that smart. They don't know anything about fact checking. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about culture. And they go by what people tell them. This is the reason why the alt-right is actually spreading. And I will stop them. Trust me. I know how to organize. Somebody has to lead from example. And it has to be a strong person to say, look, these people are lying. And this is how you stop them. You fact check them and you call them on their lies. Just like with the people in the BDS, it's like, you're lying. And then once you confront them, they back down. That's how you get rid of this anti-Semitic rhetoric, by confronting them with the truth and doing it in front of everybody to see how disingenuous these people are.
Tria, we'd like to hear more about this. We're going to take a short commercial break. Please stay on and come back after the break to tell us more about this this discussion with these very indecent people.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Tree.
Yes.
I want to ask you some more about the debate you had, and particularly I'd like to hear some of your own personal experience with Jewish people in your surroundings growing up as an American person. Did you experience Jewish people as a youth?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about it.
I'm sorry. I love Jews. I can't help but I love white people too. So I can't help but love a group of people who are misunderstood. And I think nobody is more misunderstood than Jews. My first experience is growing up in a, I grew up poor. And until in the age of 11, my father took custody of me. And during that, while we're living in a black, I got to put emphasis on this, a black middle class suburban area, was one Jewish family who had a son. And he was, I felt so sorry for him because after he had to go to regular school, he had to go to Hebrew school, okay? And he would never get a chance to play with us and would never have free time with us and never would have, we would just tease him all the time. And basically, I noticed that his parents were just very strict with him and putting emphasis on education, putting emphasis on the Jewish culture, putting emphasis on success and knowledge, something that my parents, and of course, a lot of white American parents do not do. I watched this indirectly. And then also in high school, that same Jewish person, the guy, I was in the 10th grade and he's in the 9th grade and we were in the same algebra class. And the high school I attended is majority black. Because I'm very tall and I was a very popular woman, and because I'm funny. And I was also, I was, for me to be in the 10th grade, I was on a varsity basketball team because I was a black woman who could dunk. So I was very well known, very loved, very respected, very, very, very popular. So I had a lot of power. And because he's Jewish and he's a very smart kid, and he would, he would get bullied a lot. And what I've done was, I needed him to help me pass my algebra class or else I wasn't going to qualify for the basketball team. So I made a deal. I said, listen, I will protect you from the other black kids beating you up if you help me pass my algebra class. He did. And nobody touched him because when I said, hey, leave him alone, he's with me, and that's that. And they stopped, you know, messing with him, teasing him. And this is the reason why I used the example in the class, in that debate was why people, because some people was like, well, why do people hate Jews? I said, the same reason people hate nerds. Nobody loves the most smartest, the smartest kid in the class who always raises his hands when a question is asked, who always turns in his homework, who always get A's or B pluses on all his tests and quizzes. Nobody in a, this is American thing. I don't know how it is in Israel, but in America, we call these people nerds, and nerds are not idolized, and they're always a victim of being bullied. And so I noticed that the Jews I have been around with, and then I'm going to talk about the two Jews who I really love and respect now because they helped me a lot with finance. But I've noticed growing up in my youth that Jews were mistreated for their brilliant mind and their great work ethics and their need to excel in life. And this is something that's not implemented to other races, especially blacks. Okay. Now, as I got older and I was a police officer, I got out of policing for being a police officer 5 years. The first person to teach me about finances, the first person to actually give me a job and actually help me in understanding money matters and how to master money, the importance of investment, like understanding what's the difference between an asset and a liability, was a Jewish man. He was a Jewish man. It was like the two Jewish men in my past life, in my life in the past, have sat down and taught me about money, taught me about starting a business, taught me how to save. I was not taught this by my parents. And a lot of whites and blacks here in America are in debt because their parents don't teach them anything dealing with finances. And I can honestly say to you, David, I don't have debt. You're never going to hear that from most Americans. So many Americans say that they could tell you that there is so much debt, from student loans to credit cards. It's because of Jews. Jews is the reason why I'm not in debt. Jews is the reason why I own a house. They taught me what I know. And this is what I'm telling these anti-Semites. Like, why are you guys hating on these people when you could just go up to them and teach and ask them to teach you what they know? They have no problem teaching you what they know if you just ask them. But it's like, instead of asking, let's go back to the nerd analogy again. Instead of asking the nerd to tutor you in algebra, you want to beat him up because he got an A on his quiz. I don't believe in that. I've had wonderful relationships with Jews, just like I did with whites as a black woman. And I'm not going to let people blame them and send so much hatred for them out of jealousy and incompetence. One thing about Jews, and then this is going to conclude that part, is what I've learned being around them, being associated with them, is that they are accountable for their actions. And this is something that's lacking in blacks as well as whites. And when you deal with anti-Semites, they lack in accountability. And they're very incompetent, lazy. And when it comes to the white race, as well as the blacks, they're treacherous. They're traitors against their own race. And don't get me wrong, Jews, there are some Jews who hate other Jews too. You have self-haters all over the place. But when you understand that you want to blame another group of people for your incompetence, then that's when you have to look in the mirror and realize that you are not being accountable for your own actions.
Well, that's it, Tree. I really like the way that you took your own personal experience from high school and your own association with that nerd who helped you do better in your mathematics and algebra, and use that to explain or to call out that bigot, the anti-Semite, yeah. And tell people like that, instead of sitting around and drinking a beer, go and do something with your life and learn to be more productive, like those Jewish parents who pushed their kid and made him learn more in order to be ready for life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Tree, I'm going to encourage my listeners to go over to YouTube and to check out your channel. It's called Tree of Logic. And there are some really interesting shows, and you're getting some really amazing following that's building
up. I will be doing another debate with another alt writer. Not now, I have to let this one die down, but I just want to let you, David, know personally is that this isn't over with me. I am a fighter, and I was not pleased with the volume and the fact that we didn't have a moderator. I learned from my mistakes, and I promise you the next debate, it will be with another art writer. I will have a moderator. I will have a fact checker in there. And this time I will be more effective in being able to explain all of my points, debunking all the anti-Semitic rhetoric that is told by these people from the alt-right, as well as white nationalists. There's so much, they're not big groups, by the way. They're very small groups, but they're small groups with a lot that scream the loudest. And I'm going to shut them down with facts. I don't feel like I was that effective this time, but I'm going to be, well, I was a little bit. A lot of people realize that there were some things I was able to prove, like, no, Jews don't dominate the world, and they're not part of the 1% elite, and no, they don't disproportionately dominate academia. And I also, there was a lot of other stuff that I wanted to prove, and I never got a chance around to doing it. But I will do another debate. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Probably give me about 4 weeks, and we'll have it again. And it will be able to vindicate my mission to show that the anti-Semitism, which is spewed from so many of these people is basically a state of injustice, and it is unreasonable, and it's very, very hateful.
Tria, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to give credit where credit is due. You found out about me after Analytical Chick was on my show, or I was on her yes. show on YouTube. So yes. Thank you, Analytical Chick, for bringing me and Tree of Rajik together. And of course, we're going to have Analytical Chick on my show again, too, in the future.
Cool.
Tree, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, David.
And that, my friends, was Tree of Rajik from YouTube. Look her up. Subscribe to her station. Hear her debates. And give her some thumbs up. Give her some support for confronting those misguided anti-Semites from the alt-right. We're coming towards the end of another episode of A Hebrew in the Heartland. I look forward to seeing you here in the heartland of Israel. Let your representatives, your clergy, your leaders, your journalists know that they should come out and visit the heartland of Israel. You can contact me, and I will try to put together some really good events here for your guests. Be well. Shalom.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.